At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a man in Thailand, he is fighting for his life after suffering, quote, major blood loss. Now, why is he suffering major blood loss? Was he stabbed, shot, work accident? No. This guy suffered major blood loss after an 11-foot python bit him on the penis. Basically, dude went to the bathroom to pee. The snake was in the toilet, and it latched onto his junk until the guy could wrestle it off. And I'm talking about the snake, of course. Now, meanwhile, a guy in Australia, he went to the bathroom to poop. So he sat on the toilet, and he suffered only minor injuries when a 5-foot python jumped up and bit, quote, his genital area. Now, try as we might to protect our private parts, sometimes bad things happen to our nether regions, and it's not just snakes hiding in toilets, of course. A guy won a $50 million lawsuit against Starbucks when a hot drink spilled into his lap, leaving his genitals, quote, disfigured. Ooh. You know, disfigured is never a good word, but when genitals is before that word, that's about as bad as the definition as disfigured could be. Then there's a woman in Russia. She's not suing Starbucks. She's suing a water park after she tore her perineum open, going down a water slide. For those of you not sure what the perineum is, it basically connects the front of your good parts to the back of your good parts. She ripped it open and kind of made one giant opening. Yeah, and it was bad enough that she needed emergency surgery. Then there's a guy in Japan. Now, his penis was severed with garden shears by the husband of the woman he was having sex with, which is bad. But you know what else is bad? Not knowing that your butt plug has metal in it until after the MRI machine rips it out of your ass and up into your chest. That actually happened to a woman. We've got all these stories for you, and hopefully all of these are way more extreme than anything you'll share with us today, but we're going to find out. So today's question, based on, you know, damage to the junk, and it happens in various ways. Our question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what happened to your downstairs area?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All the tolls, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,328. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Coming up at 4:35. What a late night we had last night. Coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted. Lo and behold, a listener named Shay sends us in a Ted versus the FCC.
Hey, Shay.
So, all that work we did last night for naught.
I know. You would think Shay is busy making butter, but no, they're coming up with Ryan.
I heard Stefan Diggs was with you guys last night, and you were doing that pink cocaine.
Yeah. We were just trying to get out of OTAs. We weren't even trying to do any drugs.
I thought it was pink cocaine, maybe a little toosie.
And you said a little?
Yeah.
Okay, a little inaccurate.
This one is about Sherry, and she likes to slit things shut in sheets on sailors' ships. So, a listener submitted. Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35. Of course, we will drink and toast on the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. Now, we know this is kind of a faux summer we've got going on. This is not the real deal.
We know how it works here, man.
We know we're going to get another month of rain, but nonetheless, not a bad-looking forecast for the weekend. Maybe a little rain tomorrow afternoon. Other than that, should be sunny. So today, we celebrate a little sunshine on a Bad Choice Friday with Glenn Frey.
The heat is on. The heat is on cold. The heat is on. What's on the street?
From the what? The Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack, I believe?
That's what I remember it from.
I think so. I'm not mistaken. Yeah. This was a big tune back in the day, man.
Oh, yes, it was.
Could not get away from any Glenn Frey. He was on everywhere. Glenn Frey and the heat is on. Take it on. Nelly on a Bad Choice Friday.
It's getting hot in here. So, hot. So take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. I want to take my clothes off.
Hot in Here by Nelly. Here spelled H-E-R-R-E.
Yeah.
Her. Getting hot in here. Vote now either for Nelly or Glenn Frey. If you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, one of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with the child of the day.
You say that so.
Hot and her.
It's hot and her.
Hot and her. Which makes me wonder, is he talking about a female or is he talking about just the room? Maybe he's doing
Well, she's talking about taking her clothes off.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it can be physically hot where she's taking her clothes off, or just be like, oh, we might get some. It's getting hot.
Yeah.
Kind of rooting on Nelly today.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. Are you?
Yes, I am.
All right, screw it. Give me Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey. Okay.
Everybody knows I love Glenn Frey. You know who loves Glenn Frey?
Who?
Coke Ted. He's seen him 5 times.
I want to say that Glenn Frey's son has taken his place with the Eagles.
What's his son's name?
So, I don't know. Shockingly enough, though, Stir.
I thought it was French.
No, Stir Fry.
Stir Fry, yeah.
Yeah, Stir Fry. He and Vince Gill, if I'm not mistaken. Two of them are taking the place of one person.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Glenn Frey, obviously, pretty talented guy. Vote now if you follow us on X Men's Room Live.
Glenn Frey, dude.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You missed it because you were coked up.
I was coked up. Jeez. My concert was coked up.
We didn't want to bring you down.
Right.
You want to kill your buzz.
You were just, I was just in the back of the bar. It wasn't even a Glenn Frey concert.
Yes. And today on the question, we're going to talk about what happened to your downstairs area, and you couldn't get a more scary story than what happened to a man in Thailand. As he was left fighting for his life after a python bit him on his junk while he was using the toilet, and he almost died.
Based on this Hulk Hogan's biceps, brother.
The severe blood loss. Yes.
Got my python.
What's his name? What's his real name? Terry.
Terry Bollea.
Terry Bollea.
Bollea.
Yeah.
Terry Bollea. Terry Bollea. Do you know the famous quote of Hulk Hogan when he was
in court?
His python isn't quite as.
No, he said the
Hulkster. He's got a 12-inch one, but Terry, he's got like 5 or 6.
I mean, this is a court,
he's
this
in court.
Testimony. I can't remember what the case was, but, you know, the lawyer's case, like, implying something, and he's like, oh, no, listen, that's the character. Now, Hulk Hogan has a 12-inch penis.
Well, here was the problem.
Terry Bollea.
Yeah.
He's got, 6 inches.
It was about a sex tape that was released. Also involved a guy who's in radio. Okay.
Wasn't Hulk sleeping with that guy's wife?
He was sleeping with Bubba's wife.
Voluntarily.
Right, but Bubba was like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sure.
But they filmed it. And then they released this video without the Hulkster's knowledge.
Okay. I'm not going to defend Hulk Hogan a lot.
But in this case, yeah.
This was a little sketchy.
He did not. That'd be like one of your friends being like, hey, man, it's cool. That's our thing with my wife. You could sleep with her. And then filming it and putting it out. You'd be like, yo.
Man, like, we did not agree to this.
Right.
Correct. So, yeah, so Terry's got about 5.
The Hulkster, he's doing all right.
So he's fighting for his life because he went to the bathroom. The man named Athaporn.
Yeah.
Athaporn Boone McCauchy. Athaporn Boone McCauchy. He was ambushed by the massive snake.
I feel like that's where I would scream if a snake jumped out and bit my gun. That was the exact sound that would go to my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, I'm just trying to think of the visual. I bet this guy's never trimmed up. You know what I mean? Like, this just looked like a piece of shrubbery.
Right.
You know, just dangling in the toilet. He was at his home in Bangkok. Reports suggest that he felt a sudden sharp pain, reached down to discover the python's jaws were clamped around his manhood.
Was it completely darkened? It's a part of the story. I'm like, wait, you did not physically see an 11-foot python shoot out of a toilet and bite your junk. You had to reach your hands down.
Well, was he peeing or was he?
He was seated.
He was seated. And here's the deal.
Oh, I thought he was standing up. Okay.
I've watched enough of these horrible things. Is that the snake's in there, right? But sometimes, like, their head's barely, like,
out of the hole.
So, yeah. Like,
he sits too far back.
Right. If you're not somebody like me that looks for a snake, you would know it's there.
Yeah. Now, would this keep you from going to Thailand?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so, I shouldn't say that. I don't have a lot of desire to go to Thailand, period.
Sure.
But this isn't helping.
So he shouted for his wife. He said, baby, you want to check this python out? As he tried to wrestle himself free from the 11-foot-long beast. Now, at this point, he passed out. But before he passed out, he managed to tie a rope around the snake's head and somehow secure it to the bathroom door.
I'm curious to see this guy's bathroom that has rope handy.
To stop it from slithering away.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's got a rope?
In the bathroom.
In their bathroom. What are you doing in there?
You guys don't have a bathroom rope?
I do not.
I have a living room rope, but not a bathroom rope. That's when it seems
used
weird.
To be soap, life, used to be soap on a rope.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing, but that was like a 70s.
My uncle bought me soap on a rope. It was during the 70s. I was like 10 years old, thought it was awesome, until I used it in the end.
Did the rope go through the soap?
Kind of, yeah.
You never had soap on a rope as a kid?
Never had soap on a rope, no.
So I fathom the joke is from jail.
Right.
But I'm with Thrill. I don't know why. Once I heard about it, I had to have it.
Yeah. My uncle got it. Yeah. Yeah. In the end, it's disappointing because legitimately, it is a bar of soap on
the rope. Smell like...
it smells like
crap.
You smell
like sandalwood and a leather-bound book. Yeah. You know.
They formed the soap around like the bottom of the rope.
Gotcha.
And then it's got like a little handle.
Doesn't
the idea is wherever you're walking
so
around, you're not going to drop the soap.
So emergency services, believe it or not, they were quick on the scene, which was good. Rushed the guy to the hospital, and he received treatment for significant blood loss. Now, video footage from the scene shows rescue teams working to try to remove the python from the toilet's plumbing, even resorting to hammers to dismantle parts of the system.
But our friends at Pinkies help us with that.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, man, look. Generally speaking, the toilet's fine. The clog, though, is this 11-foot python.
I mean, when your plumbing backs up.
I mean, that's what I would do. Like, I would think it's a plumbing issue, right? Not so much an animal issue.
I feel like that's low guy on the totem pole.
Oh, for sure. You just started there.
Yeah, right. Ted just started. Like, send Ted.
So the snake was eventually captured, bagged, and later released back into the wild.
I'm sure that guy was happy.
That's the last thing I want to happen.
That's where it came from.
Yes, he's going to know
this. It left the wild and found its way into my toilet.
You don't think he's going to go back into the same sewer system that he came from? Where all his buddies are? He knows exactly what the hell he's
doing. His buddies, yes.
He knows where to go in. He knows how to get out of there. It's where he lives. Anyway, officials reckon the python made its way into the house by swimming up through the pipes.
Exactly. So when you take him back into the wild, mm-hmm. there's a chance he's going to do it again.
Yes. Meanwhile.
He reckons.
I mean, full disclosure, I would get in a lot of trouble, and don't hammer. I know it would be highly dangerous. I probably hurt myself. I would have shot that snake.
Yes.
Off of you.
Or just, if it's in the bowl and it's still, just, like, I don't know, man. I would have freaked out.
Well, apparently...
Yeah, the snake, my mindset is, and I do not own a gun, but it would still be, look, it's off my junk, but that thing has to die. Like,
correct.
It needs to be dead.
Aren't you trying to strangle the python? Aren't you trying to cut off its, you know, like...
Has anyone successfully strangled a snake?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like...
When you just grab
just
that...
Euphemism.
I mean, yes. When you just grab that thing by the neck, I mean, right by the head and just squeeze the living hell out of it?
I would try, but it's one giant muscle. I don't know...
Go for its eyes.
Because it's an... I would probably go for the eyes, right? Because I'm just thinking...
Yes.
I mean, it's one muscle. I got that. It's an 11-foot python, right? So I don't know that I have the hand strength or even... And I have big-ass hands. Enough... To strangle the thing.
Yes. By the way, this is a common thing in Thailand.
Oh, cool.
As a woman in Thailand had her own hair-raising encounter with a 14-foot-long python that also emerged from her toilet while she was using the bathroom. Nariat, Sri Hampong.
I might make that sound if it happened to.
Nariat Sri Hampong managed to jump off the loo just in time after spotting the enormous snake and narrowly avoiding injury. Local rescue volunteers, they were also summoned to the scene. They did track down and seized the enormous python. They also had to disassemble section of the women's bathroom.
Jesus.
The operation spanned over an hour, with the team utilizing hammers to shatter floor tiles, eventually unearthing the snake concealed in a cavity beneath the floor. Once retrieved, the python was found to weigh approximately 20 kilograms. You guys know what 20 kilograms is compared to pounds?
About 48, 50 pounds.
Okay.
That's my guess.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I'm just asking.
Freaking answer.
20 kilograms?
20 kilograms.
20 kilograms. How many pounds is that?
That guy's, you 44 pounds.
44 pounds.
All right.
And 14 feet long. Local press said that this was not her initial encounter with the snake. She suspects it was the same python that bit her on the heel 3 months prior, and she believed nipped her on the cheek at one point in time 6 months prior to that. She had a bite mark on her ass. Looked down, there was nothing there. So the snake came up, bit her on the butt, and then disappeared. Then another time, she suspects it bit her on the back of the heel while she was walking around the bathroom.
And she didn't look to see what it was.
She suspected it was a snake. I don't believe she realized how big the snake actually was.
Dude, even if it's a small snake, and I think that a garter snake, still, if I think that, hey, man, I walked by my bed and it bit me in the ankle, this is still an issue to me. And I was like, nah, we'll worry about it later.
One more, since we're on the topic. We head to Austria. Austria. An elderly Austrian man had an unpleasant surprise waiting for him while answering nature's call, a python in his toilet. Now, this guy's 65. His name is Walter Earhart. He said he went to the toilet as usual in his apartment about 6 a.m., switched on the light, turned, sat down as I always do. Then I suddenly felt a nip in my genital area. Police
say genital area. Either it's your genitals or it's not.
The nip was from a 5-foot albino reticulated python that was hanging out in the bowl. An escapee from an apartment that his 24-year-old neighbor had. A reptile expert retrieved the python from his toilet, cleaned it up, and returned it to the owner in the apartment building. He was said to have suffered just minor injuries. Now the police believe the python may have ended up in the drain pipes of the apartment, then made its way to Earhart's bathroom.
That's why you don't give it back to the guy upstairs.
They note the neighbor has 11 non-venomous constrictor snakes.
Oh.
As well as a gecko.
Well,
he is under investigation on suspicion of causing bodily harm by negligence because he did not keep the animal housed correctly.
It's one thing to release a python back into the wild. I would disagree, but I go, all right. But the apartment upstairs, like, you're telling me this guy, the dude who lives above me, he didn't do something right, and a snake bit me, like, do not give it back to this guy.
I told you the story before. The one thing that has bit me, which caused great, great pain, which I did not understand, I kind of got an idea, but I was coming back down from Lake 22. There is a Forest Service bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, when you go in there, there is a hole. The hole goes down into the ground. They pour lime down in there, whatever you do to try to break that crap down. This is not a honey bucket like our friends rent out. This is a hole in the ground. Now, I got to go. I mean, I've been up on this mountain for 4.5 hours. I've been holding this thing. Now, when I sat down initially, wasn't really paying too much attention. As I sat up to pull my pants up, I realized the number of mosquitoes that were buzzing around
it's crazy.
My ass and my genitalia. Upon further, when I got home and took a shower, I started to feel the bites.
Oh,
the bites were everywhere that hung down into that bowl. Both ass cheeks. My boys. My man. The whole thing.
My boys.
I had bumps. I had bites all over my bottom half from using the bathroom in that facility. And it burned. And it itched. And it was, I swear to you, it had to be 8 or 9 bites.
I can believe that,
from
man.
Different mosquitoes, man. So I have been bitten down there, and it was horrible. Thank God it was just mosquitoes. Our question, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Our question on the So Positive Friday, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room. Hola.
Ted, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Okay, there you go. We got you now.
Okay, cool. Hola. Happy Friday.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
Positive. So, two happened to me right back to back within about a year. I was exploring good feelings when I was, 11, 12, whatever. And apparently my grip was too tight and I ripped from the hole down the face of it. About an inch back.
I'm glad we're missing a lot of the story.
Yeah, man, your phone keeps breaking up.
I think it was appropriate time, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe try to give us a call back. We heard all we needed to hear. Well, you had a buddy what ripped off his foreskin.
Yes, he did. Yep. He
as a grown man with children.
He this was in probably 1998, early on in the takes a while to download the
yeah.
Things you're looking for.
Correct.
So he waited for his two.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I was in high school. I wasted hours waiting for a photo to download.
Maybe early teen sons to go to bed, waiting for his wife to go to bed, the whole deal. He's downstairs, quote unquote, working on his computer. Now, the problem is that he was not working. He was working it. And Ralph had, he had not been circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
So he ripped down there when he was doing his thing. Now, the problem is that everyone is asleep upstairs. Ralph needs to go to the ER, and he needs to go now. I don't know why he did not feel comfortable driving, if he just wanted his wife to go. Either way, he wakes up the wife, and she says, oh, my God, because I guess there was a lot of blood loss.
I would think so.
We need to take you to the hospital. The problem is they did not feel secure enough about leaving their two kids at home. So they had to wake up both the kids, take them to the hospital. Ralph got, he got let out the next morning after a doctor came in and performed an adult circumcision on him.
Right. And you can't save the skin.
Yes. And, the reason I know this was because he had to take off work for 2 days. Now, I was not working there anymore. I'd been gone for a couple years at this radio station. So I get this call from my old boss and it's like noon, and I'm like, this is weird. Like,
right.
I haven't heard from this guy. It's not that we left on bad terms.
Right, he's just heard from him.
I was thinking, well, maybe David's coming into town, right? So I pick up the phone. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, you got a minute? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, what's going on? He's like, it's about Ralph. And immediately I was like, oh no, Ralph had some medical problems.
He's died, something, right?
Something bad has happened. He's had a heart attack. I just want to let you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, let me step outside for a minute. So he goes, you're not going to believe this one. He tells me the entire story. He is dying. He can barely get through the story. He's like, look, man. He's like, I've covered his shift the last 2 days. He's like, he completely ripped it. I mean, almost clean off. He's like, he de-sheathed himself.
That is unreal, man.
From the base.
Right.
And I was like, you've got to be. He's like, no, wait, there's more. He's like, he had to wake up his wife. His kids had to go. This was a school night. They were in the hospital all night with him. There was nothing that could be done at that time.
Right, right.
Because there's no doctor there that can perform the operation he needs until the morning. And I was like, he's like, when he called me, he was almost crying because he was still in that much pain.
I believe that.
He's like, the medication was not cutting through. He said he sounded like a man who had just lost all the dignity that he'd ever had in his life.
He pretty much did. Why would you tell people the truth about that story, right? I mean, you could, hey, man, can you cover my shift for a couple of days?
He was one of those guys.
Never tell you, like, Miles, I need you to cover for me, man. I ripped the foreskin off of my penis while masturbating, and I'd wake up the kids. And,
right. Ralph had no shame.
I hurt myself.
No shame.
Obviously.
He was one of those guys that would tell you exactly like it is. He was the guy that would blow up the bathroom, leave the door open, and go like, hey, sorry, man. Okay. You know, bathroom's a bathroom. It's lights there. You got to use it. What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola.
So, I'm, like, pretty itchy. Well, as a kid, I had a lot of dry skin issues. Ended up being, like, psoriasis and stuff. So, I only got to the dermatologist until, like, 4 or 5 years ago. So, I go to see him. I'm like, hey, my boy is, you know, my downstairs block, my penis. He's itchy. So, like, oh yeah,
he's itchy. Yeah, that's the opening statement.
Yeah, itchy penis. Well, come to find out, I go to see the dermatologist, and he's like, "Hey, you need to like have the foreskin removed, because one of your guys' favorite words, smegma buildup, can cause cancer.
It can cause cancer.
So you as well had not been circumcised."
No, so I got circumcised back in 23, and adult circumcision, let me tell you, it hurt for like 3.5-4 weeks. Like,
weeks.
It gave me some painkillers, but...
Well, that's what Ralph apparently was going through initially, the last 2 or 3 days right after the surgery, was he sounded like a man who had just, I mean, he was, like, he'd rather be dead.
Right.
At that point.
How long from the time that the doctor says, look, this is what we need to do, how long is it before the surgery is actually performed?
About like 4 or 5 months.
Four or five months? So did you just have an itchy penis for 4 or 5 months waiting on this operation?
I still kind of do. I moisturize all the time.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, you're hygienic about the situation. It was just the fact that you have the skin ailment that's making this harder to keep clean.
Yeah, and then on top of that, like, you know, I never had the greatest diet growing up, you know, eating a lot of cereal, you know, corn-fed kind of boy, and a lot of that crap that we used to be fed back in the days has, like, preservatives and very, like, high, like, a lot of the coloring, that causes inflammation, along with, like, a lot of other crap.
So, if you are...
basically itch your skin.
So, what you know as an adult now, I'm just curious, if a kid's, like, 8 years old now, and he's not circumcised, and he's eating the typical kid cereals that we all grew up with, is he putting himself more at risk, or is your condition exacerbated by the fact that you had, what did you say, was not eczema, was the other one?
Psoriasis.
Psoriasis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it definitely is a factor. You know, it's probably more of a genetics thing in my family, just having kind of itchy skin. And, you know, like, you are what you eat, especially growing up in the young age. I heard you guys talk about a story about how, you know, the baby in the first month or three, when they're eating stuff, it's very important to introduce them to other foods so their body gets acclimated to it.
Yeah.
Well, I had a very strict diet growing up. Well, not strict, you know, like, naturally, like, they're trying to keep me healthy. It was just strict of poor foods because that's all we could afford.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay, I got to ask. After the surgery, what were the advantages of being circumcised? Or what are the disadvantages? So if you weigh the two, you know, what are the positives of either one? I mean, were you bigger before? Or
we only know.
So
I've been foreskin free as long as I know. Yeah. So I know nothing about.
I mean,
what it's
obviously,
like
obviously, cosmetically, it looks different. But does it act different?
So I had it. I mean, the first 3 weeks were definitely kind of weird because I kept going back to my doctor, like, doc, does this look right? Why is it a little bit bigger on one side? Like, that's just where the incision was. It'll grow naturally. I do like it, you know, the natural little hood that it has, but now it has like I feel like my head literally got so much larger, like maybe 2 times the size now that.
Like the Grinch's heart.
Yeah. Because it's like it can breathe now.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, so look, like last summer, my wife and I put up a fence, and then we painted the fence, and then as adults do, we stood there for an hour, speechless, just staring at it. So you basically have a brand new looking penis. How long did you just stand in the mirror looking at this thing like, wow?
Well, I didn't take the bandage off for probably like a good day and a half just because it was so sore to move. I was just standing still the whole time. But definitely got to get used to it because it stayed purple for a couple of weeks.
Did you have to? Completely normal. Did you have to take off work?
Yeah, for like a couple of days.
Okay.
I was able to walk and I wore like scrubs at the time when I was doing that kind of job. And very flowing clothes kind of helped a lot.
Okay. It helps to be the Dalai Lama.
Did your coworkers know what had happened?
Just my homeboy. The one who I was actually.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, yep. There's people you tell, but I can't imagine it's the average coworker.
I'm just assuming that happened to one of us. I mean, it would be relentless.
Yes. What did your wife say?
So she didn't mind the difference. She felt like she gets a little more stimulated from the circumcision.
Huh. Okay. All right.
But I definitely got a lot more sensation when it was uncut. Like, I'm not even kidding you, probably like 40-50% more feeling.
That's what I've always heard.
You went from being a guy that could go 15 minutes to a guy that needed to learn to go 15 minutes again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Oh, so if you're cut, it's not our fault.
No. I mean, we'd have gone forever.
He's sensitive. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah,
is it smaller?
Backwards. With the hood, it was more sensitive.
All right. Oh, okay. All right.
Is it smaller now?
I mean, just because I've gained weight.
Okay.
Okay.
that does make a difference, man. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, at the time, like, it definitely took off, I think, like 3/8 of an inch.
That is a very guy thing to say because we get real specific.
That soccer
3/8, man. Like, trust me, I know this as scientific fact.
When I was 25, I got some kind of infection. I don't know what the hell it was. They never were able to figure out what was going on with me. But I got sick, and I was 205.
All right.
I ended up at 165.
Jesus, man.
I mean, and they could not figure out what was going on. Then all of a sudden, it just snapped back. Everything was just, they couldn't figure it out. They thought it was appendicitis, thought it was all these different things. Right. I just lost a ton of weight. I'm telling you right now, my penis has never looked bigger. It was huge.
Lost all the weight?
Yeah. I mean, even if it was just the fact of the visual of me being smaller, I swear to God, I was like, this is incredible.
Right.
I cannot believe how big this thing is now. Wow. But, I mean, I didn't feel great. But at the same time,
I feel like crap, but I look good.
But you realize the difference of 30 pounds definitely make a difference as far as the whole thing goes.
Sure, sure.
What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So what happened to your downstairs, Sean?
I was attending a bachelor party paintball event and hopped up from my position and took a paintball to the testicle.
Ooh. Did you drop immediately?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And how long did you stay down? Because to me, that's the real litmus test.
Until I stopped hearing some gunfire, and then I quickly headed to the sidelines.
Okay. Did you have to go to the doctor?
I definitely went to the doctor.
And were you ruptured?
It was, yes, to an extent. There was talks of possibly taking the testicle away from me. Let's wait a little bit and see if it starts healing up. Ended up taking about 6 months and some very, very tight underwear to keep things from moving around.
Now, were they predicting that would be the case, or did you just have to wait it out for 6 months to see how it went?
It was kind of a 50-50 shot.
Okay. Was the person who shot you aiming there, or was that an accident?
No, I kind of popped up at an inopportune time. And
you just took one. Okay. All right. Yeah. That sounds horrible. Again, those things hurt.
They do.
So we were talking about that with the men's room poll yesterday. I mean, they paintball, that was one of the options if you were going to be on shrooms.
You were worried about the Adam's apple.
I was worried about it. Yeah. I have been hit before numerous times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the day that I did paintball, we played in 4 or 5 different competitions.
Yeah.
So you get hit every game.
Of course.
I mean, I did not win. So the reason you get walk off the course is because you've been hit. So I was hit 5 times. I mean, it did not get any easier. It does leave a bruise. I mean, it hurts. Yeah. What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, that's what makes it more exciting than, say, laser tag.
But your adrenaline is much different,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You guys might have the same question as me. I'm just going to read you a text. It says, when I was 12 or 13 years old, first started having alone time, I heard that a lot of guys use lotion when they did it, so I wanted to try it. But never having any lotion, I use Head & Shoulders dandruff shampoo. It screwed my stuff up bad for weeks, but I was too embarrassed to tell anyone, so I lived with the pain for weeks. Awful experience.
I
don't know. I mean, I used Head & Shoulders for years. I can't imagine that. I mean, there's tea tree
down
in
there?
It. So, well, no, my
oh,
head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
like, you never had a burning sensation?
I mean, there's a little. I mean, most
tingle or something?
Yeah, with tea tree, but Head & Shoulders has so little amount.
I'm just wondering, how much Head & Shoulders did you use, man?
Mm-hmm.
And is that your nickname now for the kid in Caboodle? Oh,
head
man, shoulders. My Head & Shoulders.
What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Does downstairs dandruff exist?
Sure. Well, I mean, if you have back to our caller.
I've never had that.
If you have dry skin, you're dry skin. So if you're
that's true.
If your legs are ashy, that's basically the same thing. It just depends on where it's happening. So any time I try to, grow facial hair, I will start getting really dry skin.
Yeah, first comes in.
Underneath my whatever, it's not really a beard. I don't even know what the hell you call
it. So I wonder if I shave off all my pubes and then let them come back, is it likely they're going to come back and be dandruffy?
I don't think so, because I get it underneath my beard, but I mean, I've trimmed mine pubes completely clean. There was no dandruff.
If anyone's had pube dandruff, let us know. It seems very reasonable that would be a thing, but I've never been with a woman and thought,
that's
a lot of dandruff
down there. If you have dry skin, you have dry skin.
I know. I'm just curious, you know. But some people don't have particularly dry skin, but they still get dandruff.
So you have to lotion every day.
Here, definitely, yeah.
What happened to your downstairs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Marcus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
All right. Finally, we got a topic you can relate to.
Yeah, I'm glad junk trauma is what brought you here.
Yeah, well, you know, when I heard the story, I had to call in, guys. About 15, 16 years ago, I got a vasectomy, and I was working at St. Joe's Hospital over there, and got in there, worked, got my stuff down. They hadn't made me shave everything, got into the thing. The doctor got me all set up. I didn't want to look down. I was like, I'm not going to look down as you guys do this procedure. So I had my head up. I had my hands behind my head. I had my hand behind my headrest. And they started doing the procedure. About right about the end of it, they just said, okay, we're going to put this stuff and seal it all up. I'm like, cool. All right, no problem. And I got electrocuted.
Whoa! What do you mean?
Well, I didn't realize that they were going to electrically seal the thing or what it is with the wiry thing. And I had my hand on the bar that was behind the headrest holding onto the metal.
So they were basically, were they electrically cauterizing you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, so you were acting as a conduit, I guess.
I didn't realize that when I had my hand, it was touching metal, and they were like, I jumped out of the chair, and they were like, that's not possible, you're not touching metal. And I realized that my hand was holding the bar behind the headrest.
Oh.
You would think they'd kind of lead with that, like, hey, just in case, don't touch the rails on the side or the head, don't touch anything metal, right? That's all.
Yeah.
Just one small thing you say. I mean, hell, to tell you, stay still. They're going to put a needle in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, man, just so we don't shock your ass, try not to touch anything metal.
Yeah, my doctor, when he did that, he was a huge Washington football fan at the time.
All right.
Right? And the entire time that he is sitting there, there was a thought at the time that Baltimore might get a different NFL team. Okay. You know, the Colts are gone. The Ravens had not been there yet. This is like 1996, 7, or somewhere in there.
Probably 94-ish.
I think Stallions were probably playing.
Yeah, it's 94, 95.
Because the Ravens don't show up until what?
96.
96, right. 97.
But there was a solid decade in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
In the 80s.
But he's talking about, the entire time, he's talking about the Washington football team.
Okay.
Just about what they needed to do. If I was a fan, I'm like, not really. But he was breaking down everything that they were doing right and everything that they were doing wrong. And it was just weird because we were talking football.
Football.
In the meantime, he's just down there, you know, doing his thing. I'm just like, geez, that's definitely what I remember from that experience was the fact that, I mean,
he talked a lot of football.
He was breaking it down, offense, defense, what they needed to do, you know, the mistakes that they made along the way. Why couldn't they get a quarterback? It was just like, and I'm just going like, oh, man, he's just down there.
Did it help distract you, though?
A little bit.
Yeah.
He was just digging away, man. I'm just looking down going, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen. He just kept talking football. What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.